Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Tour the pitch.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
Islamite.
Allah, my Lord.
Allah, my Lord.
His word, Quran.
His word, Quran.
Muhammad, Prophet.
Muhammad, Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is Youth Station. I'm your host, Hassanain, and we have Sayyid Jafar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Hassanain.
Brother Sayyid Jafar, yesterday I went to a program and where there was one of this reciter. He recited really good poetry about mother.
Okay.
And you know, I'm like, we being far away from our family and parents, I really miss my family, man. You know, I realize sometimes, you know,
we take our parents' worth for granted, don't we?
Sometimes, yeah, it does happen. So, you know, we don't really value them
as much
as they're supposed to be valued.
Yeah.
So sometimes I feel like we love our parents, but we don't obey them. And sometimes, you know, I've seen many children that they don't even respect their parents once they get old. Okay, so now you see that we got here with three things, right? So
obeying parents, respecting parents, and loving parents.
Exactly.
The difference between these. Okay. In one sense, you can say they're all the same. Because if you obey your parents, in a sense, you're respecting their authority and you're loving them.
It's a chain, right? You know, one leads to the other.
Exactly. But that's one way of looking at it.
Yeah.
The other way is if you split each one apart. Look, you're in this world because of them, right?
Uh-huh.
The basis of your existence is because of them. Mm-hmm. They weren't there, boom, you're not here either.
Right.
So obeying them, right, to an extent.
Right.
To an extent, obeying them is mandatory on us, right? Mm-hmm. They're older, they're wiser, they've seen this.
Right.
It's not there, in a sense, all my listeners from the South, right? It's not our first rodeo.
Right.
Right? They're doing this for another time. They've already lived through this.
Right.
We're new to this, right? So obeying them is, look, they're going to tell you the mistakes they made so you don't go through those same issues.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make those same mistakes, right? That's obeying them. Yeah. But in some cases, right, where the Prophet says you must obey your parents, right, after me, after God and me, it's your parents, right? He's made stages here, right? So it's God, then me, then the parents.
Shalom, then parents, yeah.
Exactly. So, look, in some cases, parents, now I'm not going to say they're ma'asum, they're infallible. They can make mistakes. But look, it's our job to obey them to, again, to an extent where we're within the parameters of Islam.
Yeah.
Right? Now, if they want us to do something that's outside of Islam, according to our narrations, it's allowed to not listen to. Like, we're allowed to go against what they're saying. Because over here, remember.
No, no, only when it's against Islam, right?
When it's against Islam.
Our parents suggest us something, but we think that's not good for us. And we know.
Okay, so right here. This is when that second stage comes in. Respect, right? Look, the way the lifestyle and the lifetime of a human being is.
Right.
Look. You're very weak in the beginning.
Right.
You hit your prime, and then you get really weak towards the end as well. Right? Say, 65, 70 years and onward, you're weak.
Yeah.
Not that you don't know how to do it. It's that you don't have the capability to do it anymore.
Right.
And say, the first 5-7 years, you have the capability here. You have all the potential in the world, but you don't know how to do it. Right?
Right.
It's that middle section where this respect really comes in handy.
Yeah.
Right, this is where you can really fit it in,
mm-hmm.
right? It goes, it's in your prime and it goes to the end of your life, right? In the beginning, you're obeying your parents because you don't know any better, right? After a stage, there has to be an understanding between the parents and their children, whether it's one child or many. It doesn't make a difference. I'm going to listen to what you're saying, but look, this is my opinion in the matter as well, right? And you reach a middle ground.
The way you discuss about you sit and sort out things with your parents, right?
Yeah.
Okay, when you reach to a result, then you follow that.
Yeah. So in a sense,
So are you trying to say that, you know, first comes obeying, then comes the respect? Oh, dear listeners, let's take a short break over here and we'll be right back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
If you keep these three things in mind,
yeah,
loving, obeying, and respecting.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about the correct order? What do you think is the correct order? I'm not talking about, okay, when you're young and you start growing, so uh-huh. what comes first? Like in general, what should be first? Like that's my question.
In my opinion, there is no first though. Right? What these three are, they're stacked upon each other. Right? All three of them are going with you.
Okay, what about people having one or two and not the others, not the rest?
Uh-huh. So, okay, so for example, which one do they not have?
You know, many people, like from among ourselves, many of us are there, we just love our parents. But we don't obey them.
Okay. But like, you know, in a sense, if you don't like, obey them...
We're doing the same thing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. We claim to love Ahlul Bayt, but are we following
their
teachings, yeah. their guidelines? That's There's true. A difference, right?
Uh-huh.
Loving and following. These are two different
That's
things.
That's true. But realize loving is the full form of following.
Yeah.
You follow to such an extent, now you won't be diverted from that path because you love them.
The person is claiming to love someone,
okay,
and he's not following their guidelines. So you cannot say that he's not the lover?
In a sense, could you say he is?
He's not a lover in its true form, but he is claiming to be a lover, right?
In this sense, then you have to really translate what you mean by love.
I guess I don't know. I'm
like
not
what
sure.
you really mean here, right? It's we're not I'm talking not sure. about pure
like. Let
love
me give
here,
an example.
Then. We're talking about. Sediments of love. You know, oh, look, when it's in my favor, you know, I'll love them.
Okay.
You're trying to say?
Let me give an example. Like, I've heard this riwayat. You know, someone goes to an imam and says, you know, that this XYZ, this guy is claiming to be your Shia. And he's creating all this mess. And he's claiming to love imam and follow Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. What did imam reply? Imam said, he might be my lover, but he's not my follower. So uh-huh. there's a difference between being a follower and lover.
That's
like
true.
Like we Shia, we have follower in our names. Like Shia and Ali.
Mm-hmm.
What does Shia and Ali mean? The followers of Ali. But are we really the followers?
Uh-huh.
Like we need to reflect upon ourselves,
I think
right?
you've helped me understand what you mean by love through your example here. So when you're saying, look, I love them, but that doesn't really mean I'm following them the way I should be following them.
Love in its true form and complete form, it means that, you know, your love should lead you towards you obeying them and following them.
Yeah.
That's what I mean to say.
That's love in its true essence, right?
Mm-hmm.
It encompasses both yeah. obedience and respect. But in your example here, you're saying that they love them, but then they don't necessarily obey them.
Yeah, many people like money from among us, right?
Yeah. Okay, so in a sense, you could say that, okay, this love is misplaced then, where what they think they love isn't what is truly there,
mm-hmm.
right? There is a divider here.
Mm-hmm.
When they think they're really in love,
mm-hmm.
they're not truly in love. They're you know, in love you know, with the idea,
if
though.
If you talk about apparently what comes first, as you said, that... You know, obeying comes first because when we are young, we don't know anything, so we just follow our parents.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, before obeying, you know, if you talk in that manner, when we are young and it's our growing age, I guess love comes first.
Well, because both of them come hand in hand, right? Because, look, as a child, you won't be able to do
anything.
No, because
I feel love is natural, right? You
it
know,
is?
A small baby, he's attached to his parents. He's attached to his mother.
Exactly.
He's attached to his father. That's
but
natural.
But now that love equates into the child obeying the parents as well.
But love is coming first, right? Apparently.
Okay, in that sense, yeah. Love is coming first.
Okay, love is coming first. Then, as you said, you know, our parents know better than us. That leads us in following them.
Yeah.
But then we see, like, respecting them... What I feel that, you know, when the child grows and he starts to believe in himself that he knows better than his parents.
Mm.
And he feels that I can do whatever I want.
Uh-huh.
Here comes a stage where he starts disrespecting his parents.
It's well, typically fact, those rebel teenage years.
The child, he's requesting, he's asking his mother to let him go to with his friends to some mountains.
Yeah.
But you know, she's a mother, right? But she's not letting him go out of care. Like, yeah. She's worried about her.
Yeah.
You know, she's thinking about the consequences that can take place.
Exactly.
You know, the...
In a sense, they're looking at the whole
dangers.
Picture here.
Yeah, she's looking at the whole picture. Like, yeah. You know, the dangers that might come, that might take place. So that's the reason. Oh, here, he's stubborn that I want to go with my parents. Here comes disrespecting.
Could you say that it's something that just, that you go through? It's a phase you go through, disrespecting? Or is there more of a reason behind this?
I mentioned the reason.
No, yeah, so you gave the reason is, they didn't want, they wanted to go out and hang out with their friends. No, but...
That's an example. The reason is when he starts believing in himself that he knows better than his mm-hmm. parents.
That's where disrespect comes in.
Yeah.
Okay. So then what's respect then?
We agree that our parents know better than us. They guide us and they help us, you know, get stronger. They take us to the right path. They always think good for us. Or here, you're obeying your parents. When you're accepting all these things, when you're agreeing with this criteria, you respect them, right?
But then what is respect on its own, right? You're making the prerequisite to respect. Am I wrong to say that respect is a mutual understanding between parent and child? You thinking about yourself and not taking into consideration what your parents are saying. Respect should be the opposite, right?
Mm-hmm.
That where you don't have a say for yourself. But what I'm saying is that's also wrong. Respect is the correlation of trust between parent and child
mm-hmm.
to a level where they understand each other better.
Right.
Right? Where they can come to a conclusion together. Where it, in a sense, works for both parties.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's respect, right? Look,
yeah.
I might not listen to you this time, but don't think what you say means nothing to me,
mm-hmm.
right? Where you really, it's not, you're not just taking what they say with a grain of salt.
I respect your words.
You're taking it in completely.
Yeah.
But maybe our thoughts at this moment regarding this topic might be different. But that doesn't mean I'm going to, you know, cuss you out and like not listen to you whatsoever. No,
exactly.
there's an understanding there.
Our ideas might not align
at this moment.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean it's never going to align. There will be a moment where it aligns.
Like, when you ask me, like, what's respect, I feel like, you know, respect you can understand better when you understand disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I tell you that there's a difference between disrespect and disagreeing with someone.
Uh-huh.
Having disagreements. It's a different thing, right?
Yeah.
You like coffee? I like tea. Suppose, for example.
Okay.
Differences between us. You like coffee, I like tea. But we are not disrespecting each other,
no.
right?
So respect here is understanding what the other person's comfortable with.
Exactly.
And having them understand what you're comfortable with.
Exactly.
And say, look, if we
not
have the
same
things...
Not making someone feel uncomfortable.
Exactly. Don't destroy someone's beliefs because you don't believe in them. Understand that, look... Maybe he has different beliefs from me, but that doesn't mean we can't be in the same place and talk about the same thing.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, dear audience, for staying with us. Lots and lots of love for our parents from the studio of IRIB English Radio. With that being said, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I am what I am. Because you made, I have what I have. My love is strong. Because of you, in weakness I am braver, my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker, abiding in silence with patience and guidance. When I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness, and my love is strong.